So I had the chance to read through the whole play, so I really enjoyed that. I'm kind of curious, Ed, because you started out in theater before you moved to TV. So what appeals to you about, you know, returning and keeping up with theater productions?
Well, this particular play is beautifully written. It's well shaped, and it's a drop-dead character to portray. It's like falling into a cushion.
That sounds very comfortable.
Yeah, it is.
What was it about Milton and his personality and his story that made you want to take this role on?
Well, there are probably many others who attempted to say, well, what about this and what about that? But Milton is one of those few people who became transfixed with his cause and was willing to die for it. And Branny died shortly after, as written, when he achieved a purpose. And if we can achieve a purpose in life or death, it was all worthwhile.
Yeah, I appreciated that he wasn't made to just be this crazy man, that he really had some, you know, depth to him, and you kind of realize that by the end why he's fighting so hard for this cause.
Yeah, and I think he says it beautifully.
Yeah, he does. So I know it's a little bit unusual, the way the play is staged, because everyone is reading their scripts together. So I think, you know, you can think of that as being buried in the script. But I'm curious, how does that actually maybe allow you to be more creative with the way you portray your character?
It certainly hasn't impeded. It has freed us in some, and with each performance, the total effect grows. We affect each other by our performances, and by that effect, we rise to new heights. Hopefully, it's unending, but I suppose it will come to a peak one day.
What do you hope that the audiences understand or take away when they watch The Soap Myth?
Well, this is a tricky goal to pursue. It is not a full-fledged success. He is being humored by establishing his credentials to speak up as an individual about the soap, but it's not being established as a full-fledged indictment of the Nazi. So it's half a victory, which is about all he can proclaim. We have to leave. But the point that we must try to establish with this play is that to pursue a cause to the bitter end is far more worthwhile than lip service. And Milton has certainly given more than lip service.
Yeah, even if it didn't turn out like he wanted to, at least he gave it his best shot right up until the end.
Yeah. I would say the sense of the play is, well, you could make many senses of the play. I could even see you don't trust government when you set out on your cause, because government will lie to you. The prevailing authorities will lie to you. In this case, the people who run the Holocaust museums. Do not take no for an answer is the best explanation to be arrived at.
I'm curious how this play has maybe shaped you or transformed your way of thinking as you've gotten to know Milton and the other characters more and more.
I think my way of thinking was on its way to being changed anyway, to my own developments in life. And it fits right in with that adaptation I was making in my own life. It really hasn't initiated any changes, but certainly facilitated them.
And Ed, you've done so many different mediums of entertaining, but I'm kind of curious, you know, when in doing a play like this, what are some of the biggest differences between preparing for a production like this and preparing for a television show? Or maybe they're more similar than they seem.
Well, I don't know about preparation, but only by what we achieve in execution are we given the temperature of what we've achieved. By that I mean, you don't know until you hit that moment within the play, whichever moment it is. And did you hit it? Did you get there? Did you make your point as effectively as you could? And if you have, then you feel it a success. You may then tumble down and botch up what you've achieved. But the point is, when you reach that one point of attempt, it's very important that you try to get there.
That makes sense. I guess in a play you can see in real time if you've made that attempt and succeeded or not.
Yeah. You can, and certainly in this reading you can. I know we've had a varied bunch of performances. And some I stink, and some I hit the mark.
Well, we look forward to seeing you perform in Columbus in a few weeks. Thank you so much, Ed, for your time. Those are all my questions for now, but I appreciate you giving up a little bit of your morning to talk with me today. So thank you.
You took my mind off myself, which is important.
You took my mind off myself and the work I have to do today. So mutually beneficial.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Nice to talk to you.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
Bye. Hope to meet you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.